This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and a path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War. Hi, this is Kevin Harris, and you're listening to The Invisible War. The Invisible War radio program is a Bible study into the eternal things of God. And we talk about spiritual warfare. The Bible calls them the things which are not seen, the invisible things. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. That's how 2 Corinthians 4:18 puts it. I want to welcome our host and teacher, who's written a book on the subject, Dr. Rob Randall.
Kevin, good to see you today. And I want all who are listening to the Invisible War program to know how grateful I am you have tuned in today. In today's program, we will continue the series on the lies that can kill. Please pay close attention to today's program. I believe the things we will share with you today can save your life, the life of your family, your children, and the effectiveness of the ministries of your church.
Dr. Randall, on The Invisible War, you've taught us believing the truth is so important. Why is that?
Jesus tells us in John 8:32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And in John 8:44, we discover the basic tactic of Satan that comes from his nature. This is so important. Please note, carefully listen to what Holy Spirit is saying to us through Jesus. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. There is a truth that can never change. What God has said is forever settled in heaven. It has been established in the heavens forever as truth. It is through believing the truth of God that has the power to set us free. Today, I want you to look with me at one of the most dangerous lies of Satan. This lie has the ability to open the floodgates of hell into our lives. And that lie is, if they knew the real me, nobody would love me. If folks knew what I have done and thought in the secret place, no one would ever love me. You know, the Bible warns us in Colossians 2, verse 8, please hear the word of God today. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. You and I have been given a clear choice. We can believe the lies of this world that are perpetrated by the god of this world, Satan, or we can believe the truth of God revealed to us in the life and work of Christ Jesus. This lie that no one would love me if they really knew what I've done or what's been done to me is based on the assumption that righteousness is something that can be gained by our good deeds or lost by our wrong ones. Dear friend, no one is better than anyone else. We're all a mess. All of us have made a mess of things. all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and our righteousness deeds are like a filthy garment. Isaiah 64, verse 6. And as it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. Romans 3, verse 10. You thought you're the only one that was a mess. The truth is, we're all a mess. That's why Jesus had to die for everyone. I want to ask you today, if what you have believed about God is a lie, wouldn't you want to know it? I don't care what you've heard or learned. If it's a lie, if it's not true, it must be denounced and confessed as sin before our Lord Jesus. There have always been folks in the church, as the Bible puts it in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, that hold to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. There are those who hold and therefore practice a counterfeit religion, a false religion. This religion only has the power to kill. Those who practice and administer this false religion are what I call lawyers. If you and I don't meet their strict definition of what they hold to be right or wrong, then rejection and judgment is certain to follow. Let's talk about the law today and its place in our lives. When one speaks of the law, we mean the conditions and standards that must be met to meet the approval of man or of God. It is the gaining of the approval of man or the approval of God, again, by meeting certain standards or conditions. In biblical terms, we have the Pentateuch. The first five books of the Old Testament are referred to as the books of the law. In them, we find the rules or conditions set by God for His people. If you do so-and-so, then you will be blessed. If you don't do so-and-so, and then certain consequences will follow. More specifically, we have the Ten Commandments as referred to as the law of God. I want to ask today, why was the law given? Was it given to encourage the people of God? No, not at all. It was given to show God's people that they were sinners, and because of their sin, they were not capable of living up to God's perfect standards, His law. The law of God, in a real sense, is a mirror. In it, we see our sinful condition. Therefore, the law of God was given to show us that in and of ourselves, no matter how hard we try, we could never meet God's standards. And therefore, we could never attain His approval. God knew that. So He sent His Son to die for us. Jesus came to die for you and me. He died for our sins. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Listen to the word today. He who knew no sin became sin for you, for me, for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. And dying for our sins, He fulfilled God's law. Therefore, when anyone puts their faith in Christ, positionally, they become in Christ. He clothes us in His righteousness. Not by our works, but through the work of Christ, we now can fulfill God's perfect law. Righteousness is a gift from a loving God. It is not of our working to attain it. It's a gift. No one can be good enough to gain God's approval. It's simply not possible. His approval of us is only through the sacrifice of His Son on Calvary. It is at Calvary we begin to understand God's love as opposed to man's kind of conditional love. You see, man's love is based on the condition he sets, which is based on the false righteousness of our behavior or misbehavior. If you act right, I will love you. If you don't, then I will abandon and reject you. You see, man's love so often is conditional. But God's love comes through the sacrifice of Christ, the payment for all our sin. God loves you so much that He offers you a free gift. And if you will receive this gift by faith, believing Christ died for your sins and that He rose again by no work of your own, you and I become accepted and clothed in Christ's righteousness. This is what I want all of us to understand today. right now. Right now, I'm dependent upon the Holy Spirit to communicate this wonderful eternal truth to us today. It doesn't matter what you've done. It never did. Or what's been done to you. God loves you. His mercies are brand new every day. His love is from everlasting to everlasting.
Rob, I just know that someone listening right now says, I know that God is a God of love, but there's just no way that He would love me because of what I've done or what has been done to me. This all sounds too good to be true.
Well, you know, it is good, but it's not too good to be true. It is true. Please hear me today. Dear friend, face the truth. No matter how painful the truth is, only lies will kill you. God does love you. Tell the truth. Confess your sins. Keep your sins hidden, and the enemy will stay at work in your life. Dear friend, however challenging to the flesh it may be, tell the truth. Remember, they overcame the devil by the word of their testimony. They told the truth. Believe the truth. There is no freedom in Christ where there is unbelief. All Satan's murderous work is through our believing his lies. That's all he's got to work with. Don't give him any more room to work in your life. Believe that God loves you and he wants to forgive you today. Trust the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God loves you. We must trust the truth of God if we are to be free. Live the truth. Whatever God says, do it. Discipline your life to live in the truth of the Word of God. Freedom in Christ comes through the truth of God. The Bible says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the truth. Face it. Tell it. Believe it. Trust it. Walk in it, live in it, receive it today. Please stop listening to the accusers and their liars. Stop listening to the devil and his demons. Look to Calvary. It is at Calvary and only at Calvary you will find your true worth. You know how much you're worth? You are worth the precious life and precious blood of God's only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is He who wants to give you His righteousness as a gift. Will you receive it today? Will you receive Him today? He loves you more than you could ever know. Let Him baptize you in His love and forgiveness today. It is only through the love of God that is received by grace through faith that we're able to genuinely forgive and love others. You can't share what you have not received. Dear friend, if those in your life do not know God, then they are not capable of loving you. Love comes from God. They can't give you what they don't have. Love comes from God to us through the sacrifice of Christ. Please hear this truth with your heart. Those who have been forgiven by Christ are able to forgive only through His love. Would you allow the Lord Jesus to speak to you today through the reading of His Word? Would you do it? Romans 8, 35 through 39. Get your Bible. Follow along with me as I read the Word of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we are overwhelmingly conquered through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate my friend. For all those who are listening today will ever be able to separate me and will ever be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you believe it? Receive it today. Right now, receive His love and forgiveness. It's a gift, but it's not yours until you receive it. No one can do it for you. You know, if I could, I would. If I could say some prayer and automatically make you receive it, boy, I'd find that prayer and I'd pray it. But that's not the way it works. Your mother can't receive the gift of God's love for you. Your father can't receive the gift of God's love for you. Your pastor, your church cannot receive the gift of God's love for you. Only you can receive the love of God for you. Right now, stop listening to the lie that no one will ever love you because of what you have done. That's a lie. There is someone who loves you no matter what. His name is the Lord Jesus, and he does love you, and he will love you, and he's always loved you. Receive his love and forgiveness right now. Would you do it? Right now, receive his love.
Dr. Randall, I think this is a perfect time for you to pray for those who are listening right now who may not feel the love of God, but they truly want to, and they genuinely want to experience and to know his love. Would you pray for those?
It is a great joy, one of the great privileges of life that God has given me is to pray with our listeners on the Invisible War. Would you gather around the things of heaven with me right now? The Lord says if we'll draw near to him, he will draw near to us. Make an altar right where you are. Words are not magic. God knows our hearts. If you're not certain that you have been born again, born of heaven, if you're not certain you've been born of the Spirit, you're not sure that you're going to heaven when you die, would you pray this prayer with me right where you are? Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I've made a mess of things. And I know that you love me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. Give me the courage, as you forgive me, to forgive those who have hurt me. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. I believe you died for me, and I believe that you rose again to live inside of me. Come, Lord Jesus, into my life. Now, I want to encourage you, if you are one who knows you're a Christian, but the enemy has been able to convince you that somehow God doesn't love you anymore, would you pray with me? Would you have the courage right now? Would you just turn your heart toward the Lord? Would you humble yourself and tell the Lord how you want to be free from this lie? Lord, I ask in Jesus' name for you to baptize my friend now in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bring the blood of the Lord Jesus to bear, the Word of God to bear, and the Spirit of Christ to bear a billion times a billion times a billion times a billion times a billion. Put it upon the evil one's head, the same torment and destruction you put upon Satan's head at Calvary. Raise it to the 100 trillionth power for every moment he might resist. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name to remove every hindering spirit, every blocking spirit, every lying spirit. Stop the mockers. Remove the covers. Lord, we would not relate to any angel of light that would be a demon. Lord, I ask that we would only relate to Yahweh God our Father and Yahweh God our Holy Spirit. Lord, take us to Calvary. Right now, take my friend to Calvary. Open up his eyes that he might see you dying for him, for her. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name, give my friend a season where the love of the Heavenly Father would fill once again those places where the enemy has so long taken up residence. Fill, in Jesus' name, my friend, with your love. Perfect love, your love, Lord, casts out fear. I ask you to do it now in Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you've prayed with me today, I want to hear from you. You can contact me through our website by going to theinvisiblewar.org. I will receive personally your emails, your prayer concerns. Let me know how I can pray for you. Or you can call me 1-877-808-8886. That's toll-free, 1-877-808-8886.
Dr. Randall, once again, we have run out of time. Thank you so much for this Bible study. It has been so helpful. I want to remind our listeners that we'll continue this series on the lies that can kill next week at the same time on The Invisible War. If you know those who need help and encouragement through this Bible study by Dr. Rob Randall, it may be through your caring contact and inviting them to listen to The Invisible War Radio Ministry that God will use this study in their lives to set them free. So be an instrument in God's hand and invite others to listen. If you've missed any program of The Invisible War, you can go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, click on the broadcast button, and every program is available right there for your download for free. And I want to remind everyone today who's listening to The Invisible War that it is through your faithfully standing with us that we're able to bring the invisible war to you and to the many hurting and wounded among us. If you've been blessed by this program, would you give as generous a gift as our Lord would lead you to give? You can make your investment into this ministry by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, or call us toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. Now, we are very aware that today's economy is not very conducive for us in giving to God's work, but let us remind you that God's blessings are poured out on those who give, and there is no greater investment than giving to His kingdom's work. The rewards are eternal.
Kevin, I want to interrupt for just a moment. I want to share with our audience something that just happened last week that speaks to this matter of giving. I was called into a prayer meeting out in West Texas to a 16-year-old boy that had attempted suicide a few weeks before. And his youth minister encouraged him to call me, which he did, and I went out to his town to have a prayer meeting. He was wonderfully set free. God met us. We asked him to come, and he did. And this young man has a wonderful life ahead of him in the ministry. God's called him to ministry. And he now can live and walk in the freedom of Christ. But you know, if someone had not given, I wouldn't have had the gas to go out there to pray with this lad. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is for those of you who can to give generously to kingdom work through the invisible world. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for giving. Thank you for praying. Thank you for partnering with us. I know that's an overused term, but we need you to join with us. Help us. Help us and do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me know of those you're praying for. Let me have the names of those that are on your heart. You can email me. I will receive them personally. Just go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, or you can call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. I look forward to hearing from you. Let me know how I can pray for you. Let me know of your concerns, and let me know the names of those that you're praying for. I want to remind everyone, it is through your faithfully standing with us that we are able to bring the invisible war to you and to the many hurting and wounded among us. If you've been blessed by the program, would you give as generous a gift as our Lord would lead you to give? My dad used to always say, "Son, trust the Lord and tell the people." You know, radio time is expensive, but we want not only to continue this broadcast, but we want to expand the program into other places where folks need to hear the message of truth that can set them free. You can make your investment into this ministry by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-877-808-8886. And for those of you that do not have access to a computer, you can send your letters and support to Rob Randall Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. That's Rob Randall Ministries, P.O. Box 5, Pretty easy to remember. P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. We look forward to hearing from you today. Do it today. Thank you for listening today. We look forward to meeting you right here next week as we continue the study of God's Word of these most eternal matters on the invisible war.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcasts, information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.